Hey, this is Dave Coyle, president of Delcor, and welcome to this episode of Reboot IT, where I am going solo because I've gotten all worked up about the way this community is treating artificial intelligence. So let's get going.
Welcome to Reboot IT, brought to you by Delcor. We're bringing you the latest in association and nonprofit technology. And now your host, Delcor president, Dave Coyle.
Since I'm doing this podcast solo, it's going to be pretty quick, but I do want to accomplish a couple of things while talking through the way this community is treating artificial intelligence. And I want to start with a conversation that recently happened on a Tech Tuesday. So the first or the second Tuesday of every month, ASAE and Delcor sponsor a Tech Tuesday, which is for the community to come together and discuss items that are relevant to the community and on the community's mind. It's not driven by Delcor. It's not driven by ASAE. We're just providing a space for this to happen and some facilitation of the conversation, as the master facilitator, Reggie Henry, always does. So we were talking about artificial intelligence as a prelude to the AI summit that happens at the end of January 2024, when ASAE is putting that AI summit on. Delcor will be present, as well as many others in the community, to have this discussion. And I went back and looked at the transcript, listened to the recording, and I do see where I made a mistake when I said that, you know, we can treat AI like we treat other new technologies that we're bringing into the organization, into our community. And there were some assumptions that weren't stated when I said that. And it got fleshed out a little later in the conversation about having good IT governance and IT management within the organization is a predecessor, a precursor to saying that we treat this like other technologies. So I understand where people pinned me as the Dave says it's like everything else person in the room, which wasn't my intention. My intention was to say that we do need to treat it the way we would treat any other new technology, as long as we're doing things correctly to begin with. So part of doing things correctly, you know, baked into that is ensuring that as you're looking at the technology, you're not just looking at your requirements, which of course you know I want to talk about, but it's not all about the requirements, or it's not only about the requirements. It's about looking at the technology's overall integration into your tech stack, as well as your organization's culture, your community, how it's going to help support your mission and your business objectives. And in our case, I feel like we have a special place in our community to make sure we're looking at how AI is going to affect our particular area of interest. You know, how is AI going to affect our mission as a 501c? You know, what are we trying to accomplish? And will AI affect our ability to fulfill our business objectives, but our members, our community, our constituents' ability to work the way they've always worked, or produce new and different products and services, or is AI a threat to that industry? These are things that I think weigh on our community's shoulders when we think about where AI is going to develop in our next few years. So, you know, during that conversation in Tech Tuesday, there was that discussion around, you know, Dave thinks we treat it like other technologies, and I think it's a bigger thing than that, or I think it's something that, you know, we need to be much more cautious about. And I don't disagree with the idea of caution. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but I do preface it by saying, my idea of treating it like a technology, there is a risk assessment component to all technology, not all. There's a risk assessment component to technology that sometimes yields such a low risk that you proceed without very much caution, and sometimes a high risk that requires you to really think through what your risk mitigation, your risk tolerance, and your risk acceptance will be for a technology that you're going to implement. That's part of any good business analysis slash project management charter that you're going to develop for a technical implementation. So I'm just clearing the air on the Tech Tuesday conversation about where I stand, at least on where AI is and how you should adopt it in your organization at a high level. I'm saying that partially too, because in this community, there are, you know, extremes of viewpoints on artificial intelligence. And I think that's creating a lot of churn and confusion, which doesn't help the community move forward. It will somehow, as the conversations continue to happen, as we discuss it on Tech Tuesday, on Collaborate, at conferences, at the summit, et cetera, we're going to be taking those little bits and pieces back to our organizations with us that result in the incremental change that allow us to, in turn, make progress with something as big as AI coming into our organization. So when I listen to the really negative end of the conversation about the dangers of AI and it what it presents in our world, I understand that conversation, because during some of these conversations, at some of these events, I've heard things such as, I've heard people say things such as, AI will just help us augment what we're already doing and free people up to do more valued transactions or more valued work within the organization. And I've had to call BS on that in a couple instances, because I think human nature isn't taken into account there. When you look at the profitability of certain tech industries and tech leaders, and you look at the fortunes that have been amassed, I don't see the empathetic, fair, transparent perspective that's sometimes represented by individuals saying that the AI tools we're using will augment our current workforce and allow them to do more things, but it's not going to replace them. I really question, when I hear that, what someone's observing in the real world that leads them to believe that, because in the industrial age on through, as we've come up with machinery or technology that can replace a worker, in black and white terms, that can replace a worker, we've almost always replaced the worker. So I don't know why this would be any different. And I reflect on, again, the massive amount of wealth that is concentrated in tech leaders who have an option to employ and to maintain the workforce, but don't. And I think that's going to be represented in different industries, which goes back to what I said a minute ago about it's on our shoulders as the 501Cs who represent industries to think through what's going to happen in our communities as we develop more and more opportunities to replace positions, functions, jobs with artificial intelligence-driven technology. I don't hear much of that conversation happening yet. That's one segment of the ethical conversations that may be happening outside of the tech area. They may be happening more in leadership conversations. I'm just not seeing it in our community yet. There are aspects and good examples. I'll use one example. In Spotify, I now have an artificial intelligence DJ, an artificial intelligence driven DJ, who is using my listening patterns, using my playlists that I generate, using where I might be, if I'm in the car or not, et cetera, to talk to me using my name. And I know that it's not actually talking to me, to produce content that is being sent to me in an audio format, to mimic a person talking to me and suggesting that I might want to hear some road trip playlists or songs or particular podcasts at this time based on my behavior. To me, this is an example of something that didn't exist before. This is not, no one's job got replaced by this agent that is now, in my opinion, good for me. It's making things available to me, including new artists that were available before, but presenting it to me in a way that I'm having a better experience with their product. And I'm having better experience as a person by having to spend less time managing podcasts and music. And I'm having a better time or an easier time being exposed to additional content similar to content I've already indicated I like. And I do understand that, you know, you could end up in a vortex in that case of not really branching out if you are just being fed the same music you've always liked. However, that's on us, right? Because we can also indicate we want to hear new music, new artists, different genres through our actions. So I don't want to go down that logic path or that problem path too much here, because what I'm trying to point out is that this is a use of a tool that has created a new valuable, in my opinion, valuable interaction with a service that did not replace anyone's position, as opposed to auto dealers that are experimenting with AI agents that greet you as opposed to a person behind a desk to help the business understand what you might be looking for and help you through a process until there is a human involved. And part of what I've read about, haven't experienced this, is the AI agent assesses you as a person based on your appearance and creates a avatar that the algorithm generates based on similarities to you. So you, quote unquote, see yourself in the avatar and feel comfortable. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. My gut reaction is it's not. And it's, for me, a little bit on the creepy side. It's replacing somebody's job, a human interaction. So all this to say that when I listen to these conversations in our community, I would like us to focus more on not just the, you know, ChatGPT output pieces. And I feel like we use the same examples over and over of the lawyer who used output in a filing that then turned out to have some hallucinations, some misinformation in it, and ended up, you know, being a substantial problem for that particular attorney, or the application developer who uploaded code into ChatGPT looking for problems and therefore exposed some proprietary information from within the organization that was unintentional but happened. I feel like these examples are going around and round, and I'm sure there are other examples out there that we can use in our conversations. But instead of focusing on those, why aren't we focusing more on what the potential impacts to our industry are and how we can guide our industries to ensure ethical use practices, or at least conversations to happen within those industries. So that's when I get into I get worked up about understanding that leadership, you know, is transparent, or that leadership is being empathetic about what's happening in, you know, the world, or happening in their industry, happening in their different organizations, because I, again, try to balance this combination of what I see versus what I hear in conversations being focused on, and putting those two together has been really difficult so far. So I feel like in the beginning, I promised that I would be short in this podcast, and I've already rambled on. So I apologize for that. Let me get to some practical things that I think we need to do. One is, you know, again, this goes back to the beginning in terms of good governance, is what is our process? What's our internal governance process for adopting AI? And we're going to adopt it. We, you know, Copilot is now available. I'm using it. I haven't had a lot of eureka moments with Copilot yet, but it's brand new. And I've run some questions through it to analyze some spreadsheets and some reports and so on. And I see where we're headed, or where I'm headed at least anyway, with initial uses of Copilot. But anyway, back to my point, which is, you know, how does your organization assess and integrate and adopt new technology? Be sure that you have resource assignment clarified within the organization and the expectations for the individual or the team, more likely the team, that is accountable for this rather large topic, right? And whether it's a pilot group, a subcommittee group, a working group, whatever you call it within your organization, there has to be a great deal of accountability, transparency, and communication throughout the organization and with the board, particularly with the board, about the organization's position, posture, uses of AI in the organization and in the community at large, not just the 501c, but the organization's particular community, whatever their particular mission and membership and constituent base is focused on. I think that resource allocation, that resource assignment, that however formal you want to get with it, the charter, the one pager, the clearly communicated intentions is critical for us as organizations to have at this point. Within that, another thing that is critical is a staff use policy for AI. I don't think organizations can assume the risk of not having a policy in place and giving staff a carte blanche, do what you want and tell us how it turned out, go at AI, generative or other. I think things like your copyrighted materials, right? Your intellectual property, the data that your organization has, have to be protected, and they have to be referenced in your acceptable use policy and staff use policy for any AI tools. It doesn't have to be a 32-page policy, right? Simpler, the better, but ensuring that you've detailed what the policy is and that you have communicated the policy to the staff puts you in a better position from every angle, whether we're talking legal, leadership, governance, et cetera, every angle. So ensuring that you have that policy in place is a very practical thing that you have to have had done, again, in my opinion. The last practical thing, and this is the broccoli, this is something we talk about outside of AI all of the time, is getting serious about data governance and data quality. AI is largely the generative AI tools and what we're using internally, Copilot, for example, is a data analytics tool to a large degree, right? So it has data analytics as part of what you're going to attempt to accomplish with it, I should say. And I'm trying to be really careful with my words after the way I presented at the last Tech Tuesday. But what I'm trying to say generally is that so many organizations are still struggling with data governance and data hygiene, which then manifests itself itself as a problem when you talk about traditional data analytics that have been happening. So take that issue and compound it with what organizations are going to take tools and use the artificial intelligence tools and use them for with their own data that they are protecting internally. So if the data, as we know, if the data is not good, whatever comes out of it's not going to be good either. And by good, that's what I'm talking about. Is your data accurate? Is it data that you can trust? That's really where I feel like there's a huge opportunity for us to focus our resources as a community and as organizations and stop kicking this can down the road and deal with our data problem through data governance, data hygiene, data cleanup, you know, and good business processes and practices that allow us to trust the information that we get out of data analytics or any AI tool down the road. So again, I'm just trying to give you three things, you know, ensure that you have governance, ensure that it's clearly communicated and that there's a resourced and allocated resources to governing and integrating and reviewing and careful planned experimentation with AI. Make sure you have a staff policy, and that's table stakes at this point. You have to have a staff policy for use of AI. And then lastly, turn to your data governance needs and data hygiene needs. And if you haven't addressed them as soon as you possibly can. And again, that doesn't have to be the biggest thing in the world to you. It doesn't have to be the biggest, longest project. Make things happen in incremental changes, but focus on it. Focus resources, focus a resource on it that allows you to make the headway you need to. So I don't know why I was all worked up about AI. I feel like we're really struggling as a community with what we're doing or not doing with it. You know, we have people at different ends of the spectrums of just use it and see what happens to, you know, don't use it. It's not something that any organization should be using without extreme caution. And a lot of in-between folks are just not really paying attention to what their staff is even doing currently. And if you ask any position within the organization, what is your organization using AI for currently? They wouldn't know who to send you to get the answer to that question. And they wouldn't know the answer to the question. So let's continue the conversation. The AI summit's coming up. There's other AI related meetings. Obviously, this is going to be a topic for some time. And let's not get tired of it. Let's not get exhausted or let's not get bored with this as a topic of discussion. Let's make sure that we're focused on it because of the implications of its use and its adoption. And then we'll see where we end up. But we should end up in a good place if we do this correctly. A lot is baked into that word correctly, or correctly is carrying a lot of weight, as the kids are saying these days. So thanks for listening. I'll be worked up again soon about something, I'm sure. And in the meantime, I hope to see you out there in 3D soon.
That's it for today's episode of Reboot IT. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast directory and leave us a 5-star review while you're there. You can reach us through the Delcor website and keep up with Dave and the rest of the Delcorians by following the Delcor social media channels. See you next time.